Hi, everybody. It's Jim Bakiai, and the podcast is Be You. And I am very excited today, in keeping with in the past of having great entrepreneurs, great people who create businesses. I have my dear friend Natalia, who I met originally at the Equinox Club when I was doing Pilates. And yes, those of you who have seen me lately realize I should probably go back to Pilates. I met her there, and later on, she moved to a smaller place, and we reconnected there. And I've been following her on Instagram. We're going to post all of her links and everything else. And what Natalia has done is absolutely incredible from an entrepreneurial perspective. And so we're going to touch base on that. Natalia, wonderful to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Get my listeners up to speed on like who you are, born, raised.
Sure. I am born and raised in Saskatchewan. So I'm a Western girl, and I have been a mover my whole life. You know, the story goes that I started dancing and moving like when walking very early and really didn't stop. When I became a professional dancer and my career ended abruptly, I really didn't know what to do with myself. I couldn't envision that I would do anything traditional. And yet I was kind of in the space of, well, what next? So I had the great fortune of meeting someone who suggested that I do my Pilates training. And I was in the prime of my physical kind of development when I started very seriously practicing Pilates. And it absolutely floored me how challenging it was. And that got me hooked because I like a good challenge. So I started practicing Pilates, and then I decided to get fully certified in it very early in my life. At the same time, I was studying kinesiology and doing all sorts of other things, but it was really the Pilates that I loved. And I loved seeing that I could teach everybody from very young teenagers to literally geriatrics in their 90s, and everybody was benefiting from Pilates. So I quickly started teaching. I have worked in corporate settings of corporate fitness. I've also been an independent. I love every day of it. And kind of my goal is to teach everybody and anybody that just wants to move and feel better. That's really what it's about for me.
That's great. And I can attest to that, because when we work together, when you're older and less flexible and all of those types of things, there is a little bit of uncomfortableness, not in terms of just doing the exercise, but you just kind of feel, my God, you know, like you look at you and you look at, you know, me. And what I loved about you is you have that wonderful touch of making people feel really comfortable and not self-conscious. I guess that's the sort of the key, because as you know, doing Pilates, you're in awkward positions and stuff like that. And it's quite easy to feel very self-conscious about, oh my God, you know, I look like a whale on wheels.
Yeah. Here. Am I doing this right? How come, you know, it feels weird and all of those things. But I think that ultimately what individuals feel when they practice Pilates is like, wow, this feels so good.
Yeah. There's no question that it feels fantastic from that perspective. So you go from a life of movement and dancing to a life of Pilates. You go individual, you go corporate, you say to yourself, which doesn't surprise me knowing you, you know, the corporate shtick isn't for me. It's not enough about the people. It's not enough about all kinds of things. And you go over to mindful movement, and then boom.
Yes.
The pandemic hits. Everything shuts down. And I think that for people to understand, because most of my listeners are probably people that have employers where they're getting a salary and they're getting all of those things. You literally went, you have two young girls. You literally went overnight to zero. The CERB takes time, but it doesn't make up. So tell us about that moment of panic, right? That anxiety that happened to you instantly.
Yeah, I mean, I'll never forget the last day that I taught in studio when the pandemic kind of unfolded. And I just felt in my bones that I needed to go home. And I canceled the rest of my day And I immediately went home and I didn't know that I'd never be back, but that was the day. And then very shortly after, I started having panic attacks. And like, Jim knows I'm a very strong personality. I still to this day can't believe that I was struggling with panic. It had never happened in my life before. And I just decided, okay, I got to do something here. And I threw myself into what I'm calling a passion project, which is creating my company, Pilates Body Workout, online and bringing Pilates to people everywhere at, in my opinion, a price that is very affordable, that makes Pilates accessible really globally and brings me into anybody's home and living room or office. And then that kind of extrapolated further when I started to get feedback from people saying, Natalia, your platform is great. I love it. But for some reason, I can't get motivated to do it, because that's the nature of humanity. So then I said, okay, no problem. I'm going to make an app and I'm going to be able to see when you log in and if you do your workout to completion. And I'm going to see if you did your 10,000 steps and we're going to talk every day over DM and I'm going to help you get there. And so that's what I've been doing. So I have both. I have my on-demand for those that just want to go and do a workout that they can select. And then I have my one-to-one coaching delivered by my app.
I went to your website, you've expanded it even more in terms of your thinking about corporations. And let's talk about that.
Sure. Yeah. I also offer lunch and learns and various events to corporate organizations. Many companies and many employees are struggling with their mental health and feeling good. It's been a lot of isolation. And one way to get people motivated is through movement. And so I've had the great fortune of presenting to energy companies and to various organizations with individuals that typically wouldn't be exposed to movement or Pilates, and to really allow them to experience something different and maybe have that aha moment of like, wow, I don't have to live in pain. Wow, moving feels good. I have better energy. My meetings go better. My mood is better. I'm nicer to my spouse and all of those things that come when we start feeling good.
Take me through, because, you know, as people will realize when they go to see your Instagram or your videos or any of those things, you had to become a production. First of all, your Pilates instruction is one thing. That's what you're doing. But there was no ready-made for you, right? Like, it's not like going to Mindful Movement. It's not like going to the Equinox Club where everything is. You literally had to create everything from scratch. You have to set up the company. You had to think about the videos. You had to think about the curriculum. So walk people through that. Because one of the reasons that I wanted you on the show is not just because I'm so thoroughly impressed with you and admire your guts and your chutzpah and discipline and everything else. But I wanted to help motivate other people that sort of are oftentimes the same way as motivating people to get off the couch and do Pilates. I want to motivate people to think, you know what? We're responsible. We can do this. Like, we can do this, right? People have a tendency to look at other people, sort of go, wow, look at her, look at what she's done, or look at what he's done, and never make that leap that, well, I could do that. And so I want them to see through your eyes what you went through, right? And it wasn't just about one day I'm doing Pilates in a shop and the next day I'm doing Pilates online, because there was a lot of water to tread in between that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. To make it seem like that was like a, you know, an easy, simple transition is just simply not the case. There was a lot of struggle and there continues to be many different hurdles that I have to overcome. Please remember that I speak Pilates. I do not speak computer and I do not speak technology. And so that has been, wow, such a big learning curve. I try to lean on people in my circle that I can trust for guidance in these things, because I don't know exactly what the truth is. And by this, I mean that there's different individuals that I've hired to work on my company, and they haven't quite lived up to my expectation. And whether that was my shortcoming of hiring the wrong individual, or whether it's truly that they weren't who they presented themselves to be, it's hard to decipher. So you're going to have those encounters when you're building a business where, you know, you have to figure out who's really good for your team. ultimately, it's about just believing in yourself and believing that you have something really unique to offer. I know that when I first started this company, some people said, well, like, Natalia, there's like a million people out there doing what you're doing. And I said, but they're not me. Are you telling me because there's a Meryl Streep that you don't need a Julia Roberts? Are you telling me because there's a Julia Roberts that you don't need a Tom Hanks? Like, come on. You're always going to resonate with somebody.
Well, and the naysayers love to do that, right? They love to say it's been done before. I've seen it before. But in addition to that multitude of people doing the things, it's you're assuming that I'm going to do it at the same level as everybody else. And knowing you, I know that's not the case, because you are a perfectionist when it comes to this stuff. And you hold yourself to an extremely high standard. But even more, I want to talk about a little bit about the nuts and bolts. And you're absolutely right. I've gone through the same thing. I think it's a bit of both. There are people that fraudulently display themselves to be something that they're not. And then I picked the wrong people, but I didn't pick them knowingly. It's because I didn't know what I was looking for, and I ended up with them. And the real art is in recognizing that and not being afraid to pick again, right? It's kind of like love. Just because, you know, love didn't work the first time doesn't mean you should stop falling in love. For some people it might, but that's a whole other story.
No, absolutely. But
talk about all of the components, because the Pilates is such a small aspect to all of the components of building this business, right? And maybe you could just talk about whether it's the photography, whether it's the building the website, all of those things, because I think that's the daunting part for people, right? It's like, how do I do this, right? I get that you do Pilates and I get that, you know, you're on the screen. I get that. But there's so much more to what you've built than just that.
This is so true. Yes. I think that you have to choose a starting point and grow from that one starting point. It has to be a gradual evolution. Everything is not going to happen in one day. It's challenging to kind of look back at where I am today and kind of think about what my mindset was like in that beginning initial stages. In all honesty, when I first started filming Pilates Body Workout on demand and I would look at the videos, I was like, this is a garbage fire. Like, nope, this is not going to work. And, you know, friends in my circle just like, give it a try. Like, just keep trying. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's not too bad. Yeah, I kind of like this. So you have to just keep giving it a try and massaging it until it feels in line with what you want to present to the world.
Yeah. And I think that's an important lesson for people. I think there's a, you know, I know that I talk about in my coaching practice, you know, when I start coaching people, they immediately want to get to the destination, which is the perfection, or it has to be that, or the job or everything else. And I keep talking about the journey. And that's what impresses me more than anything else about you, is the journey that you took and the journey of, oh my God, I have to do something. You know, I have to do something. And then that journey of exploration and education both at the same time, and then learning from both of those, I have to readjust my course. And I think women are a million times better at being able to do that. I think men suffer badly from, oh, it didn't work. And I can tell you in my coaching practice, and I talked about it in one of my previous things, is when I work with women and I work with men, men are immediately, they try something, oh, it didn't work. You know, you see, it didn't work. And women are far more willing to say, oh, okay, well, let's adjust it a bit. Let's, you know, like, I'm not going to throw it out completely, and so on and so on. And that high standard of expectation of yourself and representation of yourself is what's sort of grown. And so what's the next evolution? Like, what's on your mind for the future of your business, right? Because you've evolved it very quickly out of necessity, but now there's a willing and able marketplace for this, right?
Obviously, I'm looking to scale my business and to share it with many people. But the clincher for me is and has always been that I will only work with individuals that are ready for what I have to offer. I'm not looking to scale. It's not about, you know, the financial glory for me. It's about really working with people that are like-minded. And so even those that I coach, I do a call to screen them and to make sure that they're a good fit for my Pilates Body Workout Transformation Program. Because if they're not a good fit, then I'm doing you a disservice or them a disservice and myself a disservice by forging that kind of a relationship. As Jim knows, he and I have been, you know, friends and we've been working together in fitness for quite some time. And I would want that relationship to continue for the rest of our lives. So when I look at scaling, it has to be in a very meaningful and intentional way. And I actually think that that's going to lead to a lot of success because that's not what most people in fitness are doing right now. They're looking for any Tom, Sally, and, you know, person to bring into their fold. That's not me.
Yeah, no, that's definitely not you. Well, Natalia, you've motivated me in two ways. One, you've motivated me because I love listening to your story and I love what you've accomplished and it continues to feed my soul about helping people. And I love that you only want to help people that fit you. Not that you're trying to disregard other people, but I have the same philosophy in life. And like I often say to people, we come to a place in time where we find each other for a particular reason. And given all of my aches and pains and my immobility, I think I'm finally back to ready to get going with you. And I know we fit before. And so I'll be in touch with you about setting this up for starting to work together going forward. Thank you for you. Thank you for what you're doing for so many people. And thank you for having the courage to do what you've done, because I know it will be helpful to many of my listeners to sort of come away and sort of go, yeah, you know what? And if it just pushes them a little further along, then we've accomplished a great amount.
You know, there's one last message that I want to share with anyone that's listening to this podcast. And it's that there's this myth that in order for us to see physical changes or meaningful changes, we need to do something extreme. Like I need to train for a triathlon or something. And that could not be further from the truth. 30 minutes a day of focused movement amortized over 7 days is a significant change. Please don't think that you need to do something extraordinary to move better and to feel better. Start small. And I hope to see you on the mat.
Yes, 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 you will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim. And, thank you. I'm so honored. Thank you for having me.
Not at all. And thanks to all my listeners. And remember, the podcast is Be You, and there's no more better example of being you than Natalia today.